This is Lippo, and you got it tuned to WKBR. Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Today. Doing all right.
What are you, Bugs Bunny over there?
Well, you did that.
That's
you,
all,
you did a little...
How's the tea this morning?
The tea is really good.
Good.
What is it?
It's
standard green for me? It's
gangered green.
Gangered. Isn't that a Triple X movie?
Yes.
Gangered. Ganger. Ooh, ganger. Nice.
Not nice. How's your week been? I haven't talked to you very much since the last time we recorded a show.
Week's been pretty good. It's been pretty hectic, pretty busy. Been doing a lot of book editing. No time to actually work on the next book or anything because I've been editing so much. And that's about it.
Bookwork.
Yeah. Bookworm.
Wow. So... Bookwork. You're working with an editor or you're editing it yourself?
It's been edited now and it's back to me for corrections and I'm 1/6 done.
Okay.
So it's a big job.
That would be 50 pages, I'm guessing.
Yeah, 52 actually.
All right.
Yeah. You're pretty smooth.
I learned math in school.
I learned math in school. Does that annoy you?
Not at all.
Stuttering?
No.
Not even when somebody does it just to fool around.
No, doesn't bother me at all.
I used to drive my dad crazy with that. I used to do it to him all the time. Stutter, and he couldn't stand it.
I wonder if he didn't think it was, or just not that.
I didn't find it funny, like maybe for a second, but it was. Annoying to him listening to it. He didn't like it.
No patience.
Yeah, you get anxietical.
You're making up new words.
Look it up. Hey, look it up.
Look it up.
Look it up in my text, saved text file.
Big JD's dictionary.
Yeah. The D in JD is for dictionary.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
Is that another Triple X movie? Dictionary?
Dictionary.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of those school movies. Anyway, you want to get to the news?
The real news.
Real news. Okay.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And we're in the newsroom.
Whew. All right.
Quite a jaunt. What's happening in the news?
Well, of course, you know the Olympics are going on right now.
They are?
Yes. Do you watch any of that?
I've seen a little bit here and there.
What have you watched?
For Phelps.
You watching Phelps?
Yeah. He won seven medals. He's tied Mark Spitz for the
Yeah. Do you remember Mark
record.
Spitz?
Record. Sure. Yeah. I was just a kid. Yeah, he was the biggest thing, Mark Spitz.
Yeah, he was huge.
I remember him. Dark hair, nice build.
Porn mustache.
He didn't seem all that big. Like, he wasn't, didn't seem that tall and everything. If I recall back then, I'm not sure. But he was slender and built like a swimmer.
He was built like
a fish.
Well, yeah, swimming fish, sure.
Kind of sound of fish make.
We're going to get into the porn movie again.
Oh, yeah, the sound of fish. I love your fish.
It smells like fish.
Feed your fish.
Tastes like tuna.
Whoa.
But the Canadians, aren't they doing good?
Canadians won 3 medals now, all of as of this morning, I think.
Oh, is that right?
And it's one of each.
Oh. I didn't know that. I wrote my news last night, and they hadn't won any medals yet.
I don't know if I'd even want to win a silver medal. Isn't the silver medals the third one, down, last medal down, isn't it?
No, bronze.
Is it bronze?
Bronze.
No, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, bronze is the third place thing?
Yes.
I think I'd rather lose altogether.
No.
Rather than be the top of the loser. Last place. Top of the last place.
It's third place. Third. One,
yeah,
two,
pretty good, I guess.
Three.
But yeah, I think we won one of each, and it was this morning. I think it all happened this morning, like our time, basically.
Okay. And were they bronze medals?
No, they were one of each.
Oh, one of each. Okay.
Yeah, one of each.
Yeah, medals are
and,
medals.
And Phelps still has a chance to win one more medal.
Yeah, he has. It's like a record.
Does that mean beating the record of Spitz? Because Spitz won seven?
Yes.
Yeah.
In one Olympics. Because yeah, Phelps has already got a bunch of gold medals.
For Phelps.
Yeah. He's already surpassed Spitz as far as total gold medals in all Olympics.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
But if he wins this next one, it'll be a sweep.
And he's trained at Raton, Michigan.
He trains in Michigan, is that right?
I believe so. I believe that's what I heard at maybe University of Michigan or something like that. He's from, he's pretty local, I think, isn't he?
He's from,
do you know where he's from?
Woodsley, isn't he?
A Woodsley.
No, I have no idea. No clue.
We're going to go swimming after this.
Sure.
I see your speakers are a little bigger than mine, but go on.
Yes. And what else do I have? Oh, they found Bigfoot. Did you hear that?
I saw something on Google News about Bigfoot, but I heard it was more like a zoo going on at the big whatever was happening, some kind of convention or the big parade, or I don't know what would happen.
No,
they found a Bigfoot. That's what they say.
Yeah, these two guys in Georgia, of all places.
They found Bigfoot in Georgia.
Yeah, they did. Crazy.
So what happened?
So they took a picture, and it's like a blurry.
Of course it is.
Way over focused, way over exposed.
And that's all it is a picture.
Of a tongue, mouth kind of thing, and it's just kind of.
But where's the Bigfoot?
Yeah, well, why not take a bunch of pictures and show them to us?
Well, that's the whole thing now. You could, you know, pictures are, it's nothing now.
They wanted their 15 minutes of fame, and I think they got it.
So that's it? There's no actual monster or anything? Is there any talk about moving it someplace, or that they found it and that they...
Yeah, they're going to move it to the West Coast, and they're going to do something to it. I don't believe any of it myself.
And that's all that's been seen is the blurry picture.
Yeah.
Like all the blurry pictures.
Yeah. They probably want some dollars from somebody.
Another movie. I want some dollars.
Aren't you going to make a movie soon?
I'm going to make a video soon.
Oh, cool.
I have to make.
Oh, you're...
That's going to happen in the very near future.
The porch... Video.
Video.
Then you're going to be blowing some harp. Oh, no, you're going to be playing...
No.
You're going to be playing mandolin. No, you're going to be playing ukulele.
I don't blow.
I don't swallow, so we're all set.
Well, this is going to be a boring morning. Yeah, so I got that video to do, and I'm considering another video at some point in the unforeseen future.
One at a time.
That's right. One day at a time.
Okay.
Live by the Lord, die by the Lord.
Huh?
One day at a time. Isn't that a God smack?
God's
bumper sticker?
Yes, it is. I don't know which one of these stories to say first. Jerry Wexler, you know who he is?
Wexler, sure. What about him?
He died.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Wow.
And do you know who Jerry Wexler was?
Yeah.
Tell us who you think he is.
He was Jerry Wexler.
That's right. He, legendary producer, died at 91. Produced such people as Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles.
Motown.
He was a Motown guy, absolutely. Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, Dusty Springfield, Dire Straits. That's who I was thinking of, Dire Straits. Yeah, and he worked at Atlantic Records.
Somebody else that died, I think, since we've done a last show was Bernie Mac. Did we mention the death of Bernie Mac?
Yes, we did on the last show.
Oh, we did?
Yep.
Okay, skip them.
Yeah, it happened that day, I think it was.
Happened in Monterey.
Did it? Didn't know that.
Moving on to today's show topic.
No.
Oh, you got more news.
More news.
Look at him go. Holy smoke. Okay, what do you got?
It's the story.
The story.
Yes.
Oh, he's been building up. We need another chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum. I love it. He knows the right word. He knows what the word's supposed to be, but he just tries to mess it up.
It was wrong anyway. Crescendo. That's the end. So it was all wrong.
The Georgia-Russia thing.
Oh, yeah. Russia's going to drop bombs on the United States. In Georgia,
that's right. Because they found Bigfoot there.
That's right. Was Bigfoot found in our Georgia or their Georgia?
The Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia.
I'm sure Jerry Wexler produced that song. Mm. It's all tied together. No.
Another movie, The Waxer.
Well, here's the deal with the Russian Georgia thing. This part of the world, if anybody doesn't know, if you go to Google Maps and check it out where Georgia is like a 3-hour drive from the border of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And Iran has some oil. This is an oil-rich area is all I'm trying to say. There's oil here. That's what's the whole thing about this conflict. So what happened is the little province there, what it's called, South Ossetia,
mm-hmm.
which is in Georgia, they have a lot. It's like Quebec in Canada. They are more loyal to Russia than they are to this new democratic nation, which is all...
Okay.
It's all set up. This Georgian country is all set up by the states. They got the Israelis are ministers of all kinds of stuff. There's people put in there specifically by the United States because it's a very strategic area. It's north of Iran and south of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So the United States wanted to have some kind of presence there. So they basically sent in their goons and they made this country a democratic country. They set it all up. So now the Russians are saying, we know why you're here. You're here because of the oil. You want to get into Iran, but right now is not a good time to invade Iran. So anyway, they got these loyalists.
It's not a good time? It's always a good time.
No, it's not a good time.
Oh, okay.
There's an election going on and stuff. But so these loyalists to Russia in Georgia, they started the whole thing. They went into Russia and killed some people. So Russia came back and said, we're not having any unrest here. We're going to keep things the way they are. And that's it. So they retaliated. But no one says they retaliated. You hear little bits, depending on where you go on the internet to get your information. It's known that Russia didn't actually start this at all. It's mm-hmm. the dudes in Georgia that started it. And they just came back and said to keep the peace, basically. And let everybody know, hey, we're Russia. We still have lots of bombs and stuff. We'll crush you. So don't screw around.
We're crushing them.
That's right. So they made their statement and the French came in and said, whoa, 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 whoa. Like you would say. And
with a French accent.
Can you do that?
That's too short a word.
Okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No.
No, you can't do it. No. So Russia said, fine, that's it, ceasefire. But now they've set the table. Don't screw around here. This is the oil, the thing. We got it cooking. I know you guys want in on it, but
at least they set the table.
They set the table, and then I think it's going to stay that way for a little while anyway. So that's the whole deal with it. It's all about oil. No one ever says that, though. No one mentions the oil. It's like loyalists to a country like... People care about lines on a map. Uh-uh. It's all about the oil.
So and when we find something else to run our vehicles from.
Oh, there's a whole thing I can get into about that.
The big biotechnology.
You know who Tesla was, eh?
Absolutely.
Tesla was the guy who basically.
Nikolai.
Yeah, Nikolai Tesla. He's the guy who invented AC, not air conditioning, alternate current.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why we can plug stuff into our house, basically.
He invented Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls. Slowly I turn. Step by step. Inch by inch.
He had theories on how to get free energy. His idea was there's sources within on Earth that we could... There's no way you should have to pay for stuff to run your things because there's enough energy.
Even the oil, that's real right from the ground too.
Yeah, but
except it happens to be in a spot that's... I don't know why we just didn't go take it.
take what? The oil?
Yeah. Even if Russia wants in or whatever, three superpowers, just go take the oil and then it's going to be ours. That's the end of it. And then everybody will be happy. If we owned it, we'd just give it to everybody, pretty much.
Why? You know what I mean? Why would you think we would just give it to everybody?
Because that's the way the North works. Well, North America, I mean. I mean, we wouldn't... I don't think that we would do what the Middle East does. Okay. I think things would be different if the oil was all ours, or if it was all on our... You know what I mean? We'd be sending it everywhere.
But you know, in reality...
Whether there's deals or whatever it is, we'd be sending it all over the place. And I don't think it would be, you know, the kind of money that it is. So, if we had it all. So, I assume, you know, we just go take everything and then divvy it up.
Yeah, but that, unfortunately, that's not where the way it's working out.
Well, no, I know.
And our whole economy is based on oil. Our wars are fought because of oil.
Do they want to end that, though? That's a whole other thing.
Do they want to end the wars?
Yeah.
No. There's a whole industry. The military, something industry, and they need wars to continue. And it's the thing that the American government spends the most money on, trillions and trillions of dollars on war. Anyway, that was my whole news thing. I wanted to make sure that anybody's listening out there to this show, Russia didn't start anything.
There you go. You heard it here first.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
Public transportation.
Hop on the
public bus. Transit, mass transit. Compromises all transport systems that transport members of the general public, usually charging set fares. That's what we're talking about today on the show, public transportation.
Another kind of one of those utopian type of things, I think, is it's the same thing we were just talking about as far as oil goes. I mean, if we all took public transportation, if all transportation was, you know, if you, no matter what, wherever you wanted to go, you could hop out of your house, take a short walk, or hop on a bus. And get to wherever you wanted to go, no matter what.
Well, we can do that.
I can't.
Pretty much. Well, you can maybe, but most people can.
People who live in metropolitan areas, positively.
And it's rather handy. In fact, we have transportation called Handy Transit.
Handy Transit, that's for disabled and older people, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need transportation too, so...
Yes, they do, even though they can't drive or they have a hard time getting on a bus or affording a cab.
Well, they make it easy for them. It has all automated and they have the, you know, the ramps and all that kind of stuff. And somebody helps them up and in and on and on their way.
Yep.
Take them where they got to go. And then I don't know what happens from there. But that's the Handy Transit.
Yes. I used to have a friend who worked for Handy Transit.
Got to be a good gig. Why did he only used to? Doesn't do that anymore? Driving a bus?
He passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was he an older guy?
No, he's my age. Went to college with him.
Well, and he passed away young.
He passed away young.
Wow.
Yeah. He was the drummer for the Irish Rovers, dude.
What?
He was the drummer for the Irish Rovers.
Okay, this is just getting too... I'm
telling you.
He was a drummer for the Irish Rovers.
Yes.
And he lived here?
No, he lived out west.
Okay.
Happened out west. He worked for the Handy Transit in just outside of Vancouver.
Hmm. Quite a story.
But it wasn't, it's not a very well-paying job. So he moonlighted.
I would have assumed that it was pretty good.
No, it doesn't pay very good.
Do bus drivers get good money? Like for, you know, grade schools and all that stuff? They don't work much.
No, they don't work much.
You work in the morning and you work when school's done.
Right. I think they make around 20 bucks an hour.
Well, it's good money.
It's good
money. But if you only work a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours later.
Right.
Good part-time gig.
It's a good part-time gig. It's good for mothers. My mother-in-law did it for 25 years.
Drove school. Good for one mother is good for another mother.
Drove school bus, and it's amazing when people see Kim, they notice the resemblance in her and her mom.
Huh?
So mm-hmm. they say, did your mom drive school bus? Yeah. We get that all the time.
Isn't your mother the school bus driver?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So the modes of transportation, there's a large spectrum of public transportation, private transportation, but public transportation is what we're talking about. Yes. Buses, cabs, rickshaw, horse and carriage, you know, for the, yes. whoa. For the tourists and things like that. And would limousines be considered public transportation? Because you can call and book a limousine, or is that, would it still be a public transportation? Not really. Not in the same
right.
fashion as regular public transportation, I guess.
I guess not. It's more.
Or like a Robert Q, those kind of things, that public transportation.
I think you're not
it's
only
private booked yeah. stuff.
It's but, more like a service.
So what do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the different types of transportation?
Where did I want to take our topic? I had it.
We can talk about the bus system. We can talk about cabs, cabbies, and log cabins.
What?
We can talk about tourist attraction type public transportation, double-decker buses and things like that, tours sure. and whatnot. So the biggest thing that I think everybody just, well, I think the two biggest are cabs and buses, but buses, obviously the biggest mass public transportation forum.
In Windsor.
In just about anywhere, I would say, no?
No.
Buses are the biggest thing.
I don't think so.
No,
think,
what do you think?
I think subways are in like New York, Toronto, Vancouver.
Well, it's big, but buses are busy and big there. Constant. You know how many bus rides I took in New York?
I don't know. A lot, yeah.
Yeah, I think buses are... cabs are busy, too. Cabs are every... You know what I mean?
Cabs are
huge. You could get hit by a cab 5, 10, 20, 30 times just crossing a street.
Positively, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Not.
Well, let's talk about buses.
Okay.
How about that bus?
Hop on the bus.
There's school buses and the city buses and...
We're talking about city buses, are we not?
Yeah, pretty much. That's our real public transportation mode.
So, do you take the bus in Windsor at all?
No. I haven't ridden a bus in a long, long time, but I'd like to. And I was hoping that we'd get out and be able to take some kind of a bus ride before we did the show. So we could maybe talk to a few people, but we never got that opportunity.
Well, you have the opportunity every day. Just hop out of your house and flag down a bus.
Well, yeah.
Go stand
but up. I didn't want to do it by myself.
Well, come on.
Buses are dangerous.
No, they're not.
I wanted to do it with you.
Okay.
I wanted us to ride a bus.
You wanted us to gang
us
up on...
Usonthebus.com.
You wanted us to gang up on somebody. Hey.
There's whoa. Another pod. Oh, yeah? Gang up on somebody? Yeah, and ask them questions. The mm-hmm. bus driver. Ooh. Can you pull over for a sec, bub?
Thanks.
No, you can talk to the bus driver a little bit, you know, sitting behind him. A couple of people up in the front there. You know, how often you ride a bus? What do you like or dislike about the bus?
Sure.
What kind of changes would you like to see in the bus or its system or where it goes out in the county?
Actually, I know a guy who drives bus for the city of Windsor.
There you go. So do I, but I don't really know how to get a hold of him.
Exactly. That's my thing, too. A friend of mine's brother, Clayton. Clayton Johnson. Hmm. And he's been working there forever. And that's a good gig.
City bus, yeah.
City
that's a
bus,
good gig,
you're
for sure.
You're in a union.
That's everything.
It's almost as good as an auto worker's job.
Yeah, let's not push it that far.
You work maybe a little less harder, but you're a little more stressed. You got to deal with the public.
Yeah, it's got its things. You're working with the public. You're driving. That's can sometimes be something that people don't necessarily. Like to be in traffic. I guess if you're taking that kind of job, you know, it all goes with the territory, but behind schedule, that kind of thing, the traffic, hot days and that kind of thing. I think the buses are air conditioned now, are they? And do they have them on all the time and
I
that kind
so.
Of thing? And
yeah, I think so.
Take care of their customers?
I think they take care of their customers pretty good. But I think after a while, dealing with city traffic, I think you just kind of get used to.
Yeah, and same with the people, I think, too. You know what I mean? But dealing with the public is not always the funnest thing to do, either.
Not always. But I would enjoy a job where I deal with the public.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that either. But the bus thing is, it's a little bit different environment depending on, you know, where you would deal with the public. You know what I mean? It's not a bank teller dealing with the public. It's not
a bartender, you know, dealing with the public.
Well, some of those things are all there. A bartender is going to deal with drunks all night. Or the bus driver is going to deal with elderly people and waiting for them to get on and off the bus or get hurt on the bus or students. People that are drunk too and students and people causing problems at the, you know what I mean? It's like mass transportation for people that can't necessarily afford to drive. And so sometimes what class does that put people in? You know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes so. Not trying to stereotype people that ride a bus, but...
No, but the large portion of the people in Windsor
specifically. There's a reason they ride the bus usually, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're in a huge city where driving is just ridiculous. And then, you know, you're going to find anybody on a bus or subway or, you know what I mean?
Right.
From poor to rich.
I had some statistics as far as cities go and the percentage of those people who take the bus. And it's kind of surprising.
Wheels of the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
Very nice.
It's my statistic.
And I love beach balls, you know? Beach balls on the bus.
Beach balls on the bus go round and round.
New York City has the number one percentage of people who take public transportation. 54% of the people who live in New York City.
Take public transportation?
Yes.
Wow, what are the other 50? I bet... There's a large percentage that just walk.
Positively.
Because everything's in walking distance. I mean, you can walk through most, for a lot of Manhattan.
I've walked from one end to the other.
Sure, yeah.
And it's no problem. A couple hour walk.
Bowery to Battery.
Bowery to Battery, exactly. Chicago's up there, 25%, but still. Where you have the opportunity for urban sprawl to happen, it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have cars and they drive into work is, you know, as easy as anything. So less people are going to take public transit. It's only those people who live in the core of that metropolitan area that are going to take public transportation. Where if you have a place like Manhattan, it's on an island, for one thing.
Yeah.
That kind of adds to it. And it's super dense.
Mm-hmm.
So people who live in New York City... like I said, it's an island. It's a relatively small piece of land. So more people are apt to take public transportation, whereas in Chicago, only 25% do. Los Angeles is even worse. 10% of the people in Los Angeles take public transportation. And there's more people who live in LA.
I think the public transportation is probably a more dangerous system there than just about anywhere. Probably even more so than New York.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I wonder if that's part of the reason why. What would be the reason why? Or except because it's a much larger area as well.
It's a big area.
I think that you'd find the large percentage of people riding a subway, like say in New York, is because of the fact that they come in from, you know, there's millions of people that come in from elsewhere to the island that are not going to take a bus. You know what I mean? So they're going to be riding a subway.
Subway, yeah.
Yeah.
You can take a subway from but as far as Queens and stuff.
I think as far as most people traveling on the island in Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
I think bus has to be a pretty large part. I wonder if it rivals the subway, honestly.
It probably does. Well, you're probably right. Now that
you know, once you're there or in there or mm-hmm. the people that, you know, even living there.
Yeah.
And plus... I don't know if it's cheaper or not, though.
Cheaper than what?
Subway. I don't know what the differences are between, you know.
What's the same price?
Price-wise, is it?
It's the same price.
Yeah.
Like you can get on a... If you're going from one point
to plus, you don't have to go down into the subway. You don't have to maybe go down in the subway in a bad area. You're right out in the open. The buses just are always going by, I think, probably even more so than the subways.
Well,
you know what I mean?
All,
less waiting, probably.
I think it's all... A bus will only cover a small area. I mean, it's integrated with the subway. You want to get from point A to point B.
Right.
You might have to take a subway and a bus.
Sure. But I think there's also a lot of buses, too, that you could take this bus instead of that bus if it comes first. You know what I mean? So that kind of thing, it might make things a little easier and quicker for people.
Sure.
And if you think of sometimes the time that you would spend actually going down and coming back up and, you know, the whole thing with the subway. But yeah, I know the subway is a huge thing, so that would be interesting to see.
Whereas you get a place like San Francisco, which is, you know, just a few hours north of Los Angeles, and 30% of the people take public transportation.
Are you going to San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm going in January. Coming?
Ah. January is going to be a busy time for me.
Yeah, whatever. You can't use that excuse.
I'm an infrequent flyer.
Yes, like very infrequent. But San Francisco, on the other hand, is also somewhat isolated by water as well, for the most part. Only the southern part of the city is accessible via land. Anywhere else, you have to take a bridge to get into the city. So I think it has a lot to do with the
bridge over troubled water.
Holy moly, he's got a song for every word I'm saying.
Lonely is the word. Laughing, ba-dum, laughing.
I'm waiting for you to come up with a song.
I'm waiting for you to say something else.
What was I going to say? The quality of the subway system, or the public transportation system in the city, also I think has a lot to do with whether people take it or not. What do you think of the bus system in Windsor, of what you know of it?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Of the bus system?
Do you think it's... Do you think there's enough buses? Do you think there's enough routes? Do you think...
I'm assuming that there is for our population of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, every 15, 20 minutes is a bus, so that's not so bad, I don't think.
And it goes through all of the major routes, and you don't have to take so many transfers and all that stuff.
Yeah, maybe a transfer or two, depending on if you're really, you know. But for the most part, yeah, no, I think it's probably pretty good. From what I even remember, and when I would ride the bus, it was pretty convenient. As far as getting around. Took cool. some time, of course.
I'm looking for the percentage of people who drive alone, because they have the two columns, people who take public transportation and people who drive alone. I drive alone.
With nobody else.
With nobody else, yeah.
It seems
like people down south drive alone a lot, like people in Houston. 72% of the people drive alone, and only 5% of the people use the mass transit.
Drive alone, you mean drive their car?
Drive their car, yeah.
Maybe somebody else in it. What about carpooling? That's almost a public transportation.
Almost. And it's a great idea. And a lot of the major highways now have places where you can pick up a carpool. Like, they have parking lots. And I know they're working on the 401, which is a major highway that goes through this area of the country. And they're incorporating, like, areas along the side of the highway at the interchanges.
And how does that work?
Carpool. What do you mean, how does
what it is work? That carpooling?
Well, you have to set it up yourself, but there's an area where you park your car and then you hop in someone else's car.
Somebody you know, friends, or is there public carpooling?
No, there's no public anything right. okay. setting it up. Yeah, you got to set it up yourself.
And there's commuters for some people, like that for work and things like that. Did you ever consider commuter to work? As opposed to driving yourself?
Oh, you mean a commuter van?
Yeah.
Yeah, at Chrysler, where I work, they give certain employees who want to do that, they give them a van and say, here.
Oh, right, the ones that are actually doing the driving. But yeah. then, I mean, the carpooling is, you know.
Yeah, and so those people basically canvas for people, hey, you need a ride into town, I live in whatever, Leamington, Belliver.
I think it would kind of suck, though, for if you got out early and you had to wait for others, because
positively.
If one person is in an area that has to, they have to wait, then everybody's got to wait.
Yeah, exactly.
You get somebody that's like a low man in your carpool, and that would kind of suck, because he's going to probably be in an area where he's going to be there all night, where some guys are going to get out.
Right, whereas I don't think Metal's getting out early every night. I think they're working the whole shift. We're getting out at 9:00.
Well, they should be. It's where everything starts.
Exactly.
I think build up the banks.
I think that's where they're having the problems.
Well, since we've pretty much been on the bus thing,
mm-hmm.
I think we should take this opportunity to listen to some Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Sunday.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
All right, this morning's song, something that I think most everybody would know.
Blast from the past, that's for sure.
The Hollies.
Who was in the Hollies again?
Graham Nash was in the Hollies.
Graham Nash.
The beginning there. The drummer was in and is still in the Hollies all through its entire thing. The last CD they actually put out, I think there was one new song on a compilation, like a best of thing, in like 2005 or 6. But the drummer's been throughout. Singer retired at some point in like 2001 or three or something like that. And,
okay.
And somebody took over. But anyway, the Hollies, you remember a long, cool woman in a black dress?
Yeah.
And
peanut butter thighs opened my night. No,
I don't know. Whoa. Where does this come from? But they're just as big or bigger hit, Bus Stop. There you have the Hollies, Bus Stop.
Cool old tune.
Yeah, awesome stuff.
We used to do that other tune.
Did you?
They mentioned before the tune.
Oh, the other song?
Yeah.
Long Cool Woman?
Long Cool Woman.
That's nice. Got a recording of that you did? No. Do you have any old recordings of bands or that you
play back? A video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Neato. That's cool.
And
videotape still?
No.
You transfer them?
Some guy transferred them. Guy who recorded, our old bass player, actually did a lot of recording. And we had just met up with him, I don't know, a couple years ago. And he said, hey, you want some DVDs of the stuff that we used to do?
Oh, that's cool. Especially when you don't know that it's really like around or you don't have it or anything. And somebody comes and says, hey, I got this. If you know, that's really neat.
Yeah. He's like, he gave us like literally stacks of DVDs.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
That's cool. So got to switch them over at some point. I know I switched mine after about 20 to 21, 2 years, and I noticed the degradation of VHS.
Yes, of course.
You know, when I did it even.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I at least did it when I did.
So you don't think it has anything to do with that? It was just crappy to begin with and our eyes are just so used to really nice video?
No, no, no. No, because when you first make a videotape, I mean, it's generally can be pretty good. VCR, when you recorded them, they're sure. Good.
Yeah.
Now, it might not be so great on our HD 47-inch TVs now, but I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
Nice, good, clear quality.
Sure.
So, anyway, yeah, there you go.
It was cool watching you do that that video. Super fat guy there on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Throwing up some old Wicked Angel video.
Wicked Angel, yeah.
Wow. Now, there's a blast from the past. The real deal, too. Wicked Angel from Canada.
There's a ton of Wicked Angels?
Well, there's a few Wicked Angels. There was a later Wicked Angel from the U.S. that put out a CD called Heads Will Roll. Somebody came across that at one time, sent me some stuff to check it out because they said, wow, this guitar player sounds just like you.
Ugh.
Exact. And I listened to it and I'm like, wow, that's my whole thing, my style. Somebody has almost identical. It was pretty funny. And if I'm not mistaken, it might be a girl player, a lead player. But it's amazing. It's really cool. It's what I like. It's the raw, just do your own thing, man. It's really cool. There's no, you don't pick out anything. I don't know how to explain that, but anyway, it's really cool. Heads Will Roll by Wicked Angel. Very cool, like a almost like a bikerish type heavy metal band from the States. I think they're U.S. But there was, at the time of the Canadian Wicked Angel, was a Wicked Angel from Texas.
Okay.
And at that point in time, they had to change their name because our Wicked Angel was a, you know,
you guys
legally
had the
copyrighted thing, and,
oh, okay.
And they could, so they changed it, and then I think they took back up on their name because I find some videos of them in little clubs or in a garage and that kind of thing on now, and I believe it's the same guys.
Same guys, because I think so. Yeah. I've seen one of them in front of a garage.
Yeah, that I've seen some of those things, but you want the real deal? Search Super Fat on YouTube. Super PHATT, Super Fat.
Yeah, it's cool stuff for sure.
And why don't, huh?
I was going to say, you looked up King Friday too, and you saw, found a whole bunch of, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, a million King Friday. I was looking for you. I was looking for you on MySpace, I think it was, initially.
Okay.
I think that's where, I think that's a page that I sent, but you don't have there's no King Friday
no
MySpace?
No King Friday MySpace, no. Huh. Just, I have my own personal page.
Yeah.
KingFridayRocks.com.
King Friday Rocks.
And we're finally playing a gig next, a week from today.
Oh, yeah. Been a little while.
Been a long while.
Any originals at the gig?
No okay. Originals.
All righty.
They're not ready. But
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the Lipo CD, too.
The Lipo CD?
Yeah, did you start something?
Did I start something?
Yeah, I thought you started something of your own stuff.
I'm dicking around, yeah. That's why I wanted that auto-tune stuff.
Okay, whatever that auto-tune is.
I know it started out as a rack unit, and Terry's came out with an auto-tune rack unit.
Okay, yeah. A rack unit for your guitar?
It can be for your guitar, it can be for vocals, whatever.
Okay.
You pick a key, you pick a minor, major, or chromatic, I think you can use as well. And it keeps you in tune.
What do you mean, keeps you in tune? Oh, for your singing, is that kind of thing?
Yeah. You wouldn't need it for your instrument, because you'd... That would screw it
up. She had a really bad instrument.
Well, yeah, if you're playing horns, I think.
I don't think you need it for that either, do you? You don't need a key keeper.
For your instrument?
For your singing.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
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 So you've been singing, I take it.
You can take it, yeah.
Wow.
I've been trying to.
When am I going to be able to?
I don't know.
Okay. If you want some harp on there, let me know.
Yeah, all right.
Nothing but cowboy major right here.
Cowboy major.
Yeah, campfire cowboy.
You mean like Neil Young kind of stuff?
Yeah, maybe a little worse.
Worse?
No, I'll have to show you what I did around the campfire. Around the campfire.
Yeehaw!
From old time cowboy yippee-yi-yay,
mm-hmm.
Let's move right up to modern day technology.
Okay.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
What do you got for us this week? Tech Talk.
Tech Talk this week on the Jabbercast. I guess this, I don't know if you heard this at all, but Steve Jobs admitted to a kill switch on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were surprised that, you know, there's this much oversight or whatever. Yeah, I guess it's called oversight.
Well, what do you mean admitted to? It wasn't that the thing where you can just stop it so that nothing, you know, if you lost it or something. Isn't that the idea?
No, if you're a company and you have and one of your employees comes up to you and says, "I lost my iPhone and all our
that's
company's
what I said,
secrets,"
yeah.
No, that'll kill the phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that just kills the phone. Basically, the person who stole it or who finds it, they won't be able to use your iPhone.
Right.
And they won't be able to see anything on it.
Right.
This kill switch has to do with the App Store. So if there's if you're a malicious application writer, you make an application, you put it on the App Store, and it gets by the quality control there, and tons of people buy it, and all of a sudden you do something to activate this program to do malicious stuff.
Right.
Apple has some kind of key in Cupertino that says, no, anybody who owns this program, it don't work anymore. So that's it's kind of interesting that they have that much, you know, the people who are bought a specific program, you know, if Apple wanted to, they could get rid of that program off your phone.
Wow.
So it's kind of creepy, sort of.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, it goes both ways, I guess. I mean, it can be a good thing if that does happen. You would want them to, right. You know.
So there's.
But I think they use that the way that they should.
Of course.
I don't think you have to worry about that, but yeah.
I don't think we should have to worry about it, but, you know, of course.
It's kind of almost a sneaky thing, finding out, you know what I mean? Like.
Right.
Is it something they wanted people to know, though? Is it right out there, or did somebody?
Now it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the whole thing. We didn't find out about it right away. iPhone's been out for a little while now.
Do you wonder how many sneaky things are going on within the phone companies and television and the internet and everybody and everywhere? You know what I mean? So
that's right.
There's probably a lot of behind-the-scenes things going on that we don't know about. Anything else?
Yeah, a couple other things. There's a company out there called Energy Hub, and it's basically a little unit that controls remotely. You can control the electricity in your house.
Oh, sweet.
Wirelessly.
Yeah,
so
everything.
Everything. So you don't have to have like a laptop hooked up to some X11 unit in your house. It's just...
Oh, it's a self-contained thing.
Self-contained.
Oh, no. See, I like the laptop thing.
Of course you do.
That's where you're at. That's where you do everything. That's where you want your central nervous system to generate from.
Oh, the plug's coming out of your wrist there.
Whoa. My what?
The plug out of your wrist that's going inside of your laptop. So that's from Energy Hub. Check it out, energyhub.com. And another thing that I thought was kind of cool, tech-wise.
Talking to the bird, Kiwi.
Big JD.
Stewie.
No, Stew's gone. Kiwi, yes. AV Maps introduces breathalyzer-equipped GeoSat 6 drive-safe navigator.
Moving on. No, what's that?
It's a GPS.
Okay.
You know, they try to stuff as many features into a GPS nowadays because they're so cheap and they're trying to keep them at the same price point all the time. This one has a breathalyzer.
Wow. So you can check your breath, make sure you don't overdrink.
Yeah. Well, make sure. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how good that is. I can go up to the limit. I don't know.
So you're not in favor of people?
Yeah, I think if you have to even check that or test that, it's all wrong, really. You know what I mean?
You've had too much.
I want to make sure I drink right up to where I can and then go drive. I don't know about that. If you're driving and you have a beer, have a couple beers somewhere maybe, but to have something that you know I can get all the way up to my limit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that limit, I think, can be different for different people, so...
You know it is different. You know. You don't think. You know
that
it's
different. Big guy, small guy, whatever kind of thing. A girl.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's going to save somebody from getting tickets and stuff like that, I guess. I mean, as long as it's accurate, to the real deal. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
Drinking and driving doesn't mix.
That's right. I just thought it was an interesting little tech.
Very interesting, though, for sure.
Tidbit.
Good news from Lippo. Well, let's get right into the Jabber quote this week. So, what is our Jabber quote this week?
I have a couple of quotes here.
We're always giving more quotes than...
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, what about... Huh?
No, go ahead.
You like what? You like to give more than one.
I like to give them, and then you you pick one that you want to analyze or say, oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
You always say that.
Before I forget, I wanted to make mention of the Jabbercast contest that we hope to have in the very near future. I think what we're going to do is make that announcement on our 100th show, which is coming up in the very near future as well. Just a few shows away.
Okay.
So
something in Big JD's head that I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, we want to, we talked about having a contest of some kind. So, you know what I mean? And what that contest will be and what exactly they will get, we'll announce that on our 100th show.
Okay.
And how we'll want them to interact to win the contest or what have you. That's what we'll do.
Sure. So, a date with Big JD.
Yeah. Okay. That'll go over good.
Sure. Especially if it's a guy.
Sweet.
Here's a quote from, supposedly it's a proverb. A nickel will get you on the subway, but garlic will get you a seat.
A nickel will get you on the subway, but garlic will get you a seat. Nice.
What does that mean?
Well, the money just gets you on. Yeah, right. That's fine. You have garlic, you get to sit down. People, because they're busy and, you know.
They're busy.
You get on subway sometimes and you've got to stand.
Right.
You have garlic. Mm-hmm. Eat some garlic and you're going to be able to sit down because people are going to, get up and, you know what I mean?
Oh, they'll get away from you. They'll steer clear of you. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Stephen Wright, you know who he is?
Absolutely.
I didn't get a toy train like other kids. I got a, you should say it in his.
I didn't get a toy train when I was a kid.
I got a toy subway instead. You couldn't see anything, but every now and then you'd hear this rumbling noise go by.
That's great. You got to think for a second on that one.
Yes, and that's the way his comedy is, his humor is.
He's fantastic. You know what? Another good one by him is, not necessarily a quote, but another one of his things is, everything's in walking distance if you got the time.
That's very good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seen him live.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where at?
Meadowbrook.
I'd go see
it. It was great. And he pulled the guitar out, did a couple tunes. And I went to his website and checked out his songs, and they're great, man. He's got like a few tunes, and he plays acoustic, like real songs. And they're just fantastic. He's awesome.
And he doesn't sing like this?
No. No. No, they're real.
Because he's fake. He doesn't talk like that all the time. Paul Simon says, the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenements halls and whispered in sounds of silence.
What's this got to do with...
public transit.
Yeah.
It has the word subway in it.
All right. Okay.
The subway words halls. Of the prophets. Yeah.
So does Rush's song. Subway halls or whatever it is.
Well, that's where they got it from. From the sound of silence.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big long one from Mitch Hedberg, but I won't go into that because they probably have to deliver it a certain
But
one.
Mitch Hedberg is awesome and dead.
Mitch Hedberg,
too bad.
Mitch Hedberg died. How did he die?
Cocaine overdose, I think.
Yeah.
Awesome. He was great. One of my faves. I would have liked to seen him live in concert. That would have been cool. So there you have this week's Jabber Quotes brought to us by...
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of used... No. They don't sell any... Yeah, they have a Army Surplus store.
Army Surplus? Yeah. What's that got to do with public transportation?
Because you can go in there and buy a 10-pack of bus passes. Or you get a free 10-pack.
10-pack of bus passes? That's Army Surplus?
You buy $100 worth of Army Surplus goods and you get a 10-pack of bus passes.
That's complicated.
Actually,
they have just like sold, you know.
Seriously, I met Steve today.
Use bus tires. You did?
I met Steve, yeah.
Today?
Not today. I was
okay.
Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
For the first time?
Yes.
And how did that ever happen? Tell me the story. That's beautiful. You never knew Steve?
I never knew Steve.
Wow. And how'd that even happen and come about?
I guess Steve works near Glenn Fricker, who we've talked about on the show.
Sure.
And I guess Steve was listening to a show, and you had asked me if I was going to, we were going to record our original tunes at Glenn's studio.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I said that we weren't going to go that route, or we weren't going to go into the studio and spend that much money or something
right, yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And so Glenn comes up to me and goes, you cheap bastard. Do you think I'm, you're cheap and I'm too expensive to go. I was like, no, you're taking that out of context. Where'd you get that?
Yeah.
And he goes, Steve. And I'm like, oh, Steve. I don't even know. So,
wow.
And then we had a fire alarm drill on Wednesday. So I'm walking along and, I'm with Paul Shaw.
Yeah.
Paul knows Steve.
Okay. Yeah.
And So Paul says, there's that Steve guy that Glenn was talking to you about. I'm like, oh, how you doing, Steve? He goes, I'm Steve of Steve and Larry. I goes, oh, wow, that's too funny.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So it's kind of funny. And here's a guy who listens to the show like every week. So I know Steve's listening to this right now, probably.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Hey, Larry.
Steve's a nice guy.
Well, of course he is. One of a kind.
And he says he only worked with you for a very short period of time.
Yeah, but he made a major impact.
Obviously.
Yeah. I really enjoyed working with Steve. It was like I'd been working with him my whole time there almost. You know what I mean? It was like that.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. He had this TV and stereo all set up and everything, and the computer with the movies there and everything, and we had the headphones going on, and he had the could get it through his FM thing because I broadcast through the... There was a lot going on over there, boy.
So you guys obviously clicked right away with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, I met Steve.
That's great.
Now I have to meet
Larry.
That's
a good story. I like that.
Now I have to meet Larry.
Right.
Yeah.
Larry's a good guy, too. I enjoyed working with both of them. Although Larry worked right across from us, but was... I'm going to say... Okay, yeah, maybe Larry was in our... I couldn't remember exactly whether Larry was in another department or not.
Because he worked across the aisle?
I couldn't remember if his was the last job or the one before him, which I'm thinking was, and he was probably in our department, but... Steve, I had worked with briefly... A long time ago in a different area.
Oh, okay.
When he had real long hair.
Oh, yeah?
And then he cut it, and now short. Something I did, something you did.
Yes.
That picture's gone.
Picture me with long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody had long hair one time.
Yeah.
But now we cut it. So anyway, how much more time we got to talk about public transportation?
Well, we're pretty much done. All we talked about was the buses.
I know.
Briefly, cabs.
Yes.
Cabs are pretty good because you can call them and have them come right to your door.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty convenient, but you're going to pay for it. And the meter's running already. They are starting at like $3 or $4.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
And when I go to New York, honestly, I've never taken a bus. I'm a cab guy.
Yeah. I take a lot of cab and a lot of bus and a little bit of subway. And then there's public transportation around. And even in our city, they have the horse and carriage through the summer that you can ride. It's a public transportation more for...
sightseeing.
Sightseeing, tourist attraction of some kind. What else is there? What about in Detroit, the GO train thing that they have there or whatever that is?
People mover.
Yeah, people mover. It's not a subway.
No, it rides above the city on the pillars and...
It doesn't cover much of the city, does it?
Covers all the core.
Yeah.
You can get to, it's a short walk from the one stop to like Fox Theater and Tiger Stadium and all that. And
yeah, then okay, all the major.
Yes, and it goes through the financial district there and it goes up to Joe Louis Arena and Cobo Arena and all
so
that
it's stuff. All that core, yeah.
And it goes to Greektown.
So, right.
And the Renaissance Center goes through the Renaissance Center too. So it's the whole city. It's not like New York where it'll take you out to Oakland Hills or... John R. and all that stuff. That would be cool. Get on a high-speed train.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
What about the train itself? That's another mode of public transportation, is taking a train, like via rail or what have you. The
Amtrak.
Amtrak, sure. High-speed. Yeah. Train's a pretty good mode of transportation. It's not that expensive, really.
Via is... Very
up there?
Yeah.
I think it's like, well, $60 to go to Toronto or something like that. One way, no? That's not that bad when you consider the cost of gas to go to Toronto or to Toronto and back. I mean, it's going to cost you more money probably to drive.
Yes, it will cost you more money.
And you're not going to get any there really any quicker, I don't think.
No, it's about the same amount of time.
Yeah. So it's not really that bad. And then there's, of course,
go ahead.
Flying.
Mm-hmm.
Another mode of transportation.
Oh, it is, yeah. It's public transportation, yeah.
I don't necessarily endorse.
No.
That's all right for everybody else, but not for me.
You're not a big flyer.
Infrequent flyer.
Yes.
You should get my points for that. Infrequent flyer points.
Infrequent
I'd be like rich. So is there any other mode of public transportation that we...
Probably. That we're skipping?
Yeah. And there's, the whole green factor. You know, it's, taking public transportation and not... using your cars and things like that, that would help the environment.
Exactly.
Is another thing. And also...
the whole urban sprawl, too. Like, we're making a big environmental footprint by, urban sprawl spreading out from the cities. Mm-hmm. We're just making the planet a worse place to live for our children, I think.
And if you go to the University of South Florida's website, you can actually find the, what do they have there? The National Center for Transit Research.
Oh, really?
And they have a Journal of Public Transportation with a just a, you know, pretty major amount. Like, you can subscribe to this magazine, actually, paper magazine. But they have some abstracts on the website that you can read in different things. An overview of current branding practices with public transportation, revenues and costs, public transportation, demand responsive route design, like all kinds of, you know, they really get into the deep into the whole thing about public transportation stuff. So it's
gonna,
a journal.
So you're going to put that link up on the show notes, right?
Oh yeah. I'll be sure to. Do I handle this website?
Oh, yeah.
I even got away from putting the updated on what date. I just say, oh, this site is updated regularly. And then I don't have to change it anymore. Yeah. Downsizing. That's what it's all about.
It's about you spreading yourself thinner. Is all
as the auto industry downsizes, Big JD downsizes.
Oh, I see. You're all tied into the audio industry.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm going to outsource. I'm going to have somebody else do it all.
From India?
No, from Woodsley.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have Lippo take care of the website. So what's going on next week?
Oh, you got me. You're going. I see your fingers moving. See, yeah. I'm in. If you notice, I moved my mic so that we're actually facing each other.
Yeah, that's good. So, and he's at that angle. Got that angle thing going on.
I'm hoping
and
that's working out.
What else can I tell you?
That you can tell us what's going to happen on next week's show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Upcoming schedule from the Jabbercast website, www.thejabbercast.com. And you can contact us from our contact page there. You can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com or as well.
You can go to the contact page and you get to the My Chingo widget, which everybody's using.
Oh, my God. I can't keep up with all the audio messages.
I know. One day we're going to figure out how to get all those audio messages right into the show.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. And then we could play them.
Yeah.
Wow. There's a thought. Business affairs. No, we don't care if you're sleeping with your secretary. We discuss issues regarding keeping your affairs in order, problems with your bill payees, concerns of that nature, and we'll even talk about the power of attorney.
Okay.
So keeping track of your affairs and you know, maybe some of the different ways and the things to keep conscious of, maybe keeping care of your business affairs and your taxes and your important things and papers and whatnot.
What about debt counseling?
Debt counseling?
Yeah.
That's what the show is all about. We're going to counsel on debt.
All right. Cool.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed this week's show, and we'll see you next week for the, what did I say it was?
Business affairs.
Business affairs.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo, all rights reserved, listener feedback encouraged, some conditions apply, open mind sold separately.